All political parties agree to be soft on crime. This is Neil Zidan reporting on the... Oh, I'm always crap at the dates. 28th of October. 2006. Yeah. Hello, and this is Neil Zidan reporting. Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper, has unveiled his new plan to stop crime. His plan involves coddling and bribing criminals so they won't commit any more crimes. In a rare showing of quadripartisanship, the other three main parties agreed with most of Harper's legislation and hail it as progressive and necessary. Leader Billy Graham of the Liberal Party was quoted as saying,
"It is without a doubt the best legislation that has passed since the Young Offenders Act."
Video Professor Jack Layden, leader of the Canadian Socialist Party, thought the legislation was good overall, but a few areas needed tweaking.
We like Harper's message of reaching out to criminals, but we still think house arrest for pedophiles is too harsh. We prefer them to do community service. Perhaps volunteering as a youth hockey coach or as a tutor for school children.
The Quebec Liberation Army commander Gilles Duceppe, Liberation, also liked the legislation, but asked Harper to grant amnesty to all members of the Quebec Liberation Army who were convicted of terrorist attacks against Canadian citizens and the government. Harper's regressive conservative party supported the new legislation unanimously. I hate that word. Four leaders met at Harper's residence at 24 Sussex Drive over the weekend to discuss minor changes to the legislation. Harper agreed to grant Quebec terror suspects amnesty, ban house arrest for pedophiles, and integrate them into the community instead, preferably with children, and also to grant amnesty to Liberals who were involved in the sponsorship scandal. After the bill was passed, Harper met with members of the press area to discuss the new legislation.
"Criminals are actually victims themselves. I mean, many of these criminals had a difficult time growing up because of abusive parents, bullying at school, or racism. Therefore, they have the right to do whatever they want as adults. They can steal, they can rape. They are not criminals. They are victims of social exclusion. The four parties, we will put aside our differences and address the..."
Jack Layton has also forwarded a motion to send social workers to Afghanistan in order to counsel the Taliban and encourage them to give up their violent ways. Harper has indicated that he is open up to that possibility. Thank you, this was Neo Zidane reporting. I hope to be damaging your ears again soon. Thank you and goodbye. And Quebec Liberation, thank you.